Beggar's Opera with the Regretful Witch Burners. That was The Witch off the Pathfinder album from 72. Stone the Crows gave us Raining in Your Heart off of Stone the Crows from 1970. And man, what great guitar and what great singing by Maggie Bell and James Dewar, who would go on to Robin Trower. And before that, let's see, we had a little segment from tonight, Let's All Make Love in London, the original soundtrack. We heard Alan Aldrich, contemplating being rich, and a tiny bit of Chris Farlow doing Paint It Black. And let's see, before that, we heard, we started off with Eric Burdon, P.O. Box 500 off the Survivor album from 1977. And those two pieces of vinyl I purchased in Edinburgh. So there you go. That is good stuff, which means you are listening to 91.5. WMFO Medford, this is Classic Rock Mind. My name's Mike Conway. We have an hour, so we are going to keep going with the music. And we're going to see an influence here from one Scottish band to another Scottish band. So as I will say many times tonight, dig it and dig it deep.
Walking down the street, minding my own affair, when two policemen grab me and I'm unaware. They said, "Is your name Alexander?" And I said, "Why, sure." They said, "You're the cat that we've been looking for." Cops took me to a little room where the bright light shined. There was 10 poor souls like me standing in that line. I knew I was the victim of somebody's evil plan. When a stool pigeon looked at me and said, "That's your..." Started prosecuting me. That man wanted to find what was my pedigree. He said, "Where was you on the 3rd of June 1963? Then them cats with the rubber holders started giving me the 30. Yeah.
scribble on white paper. Buses moving to and fro. And I can strip it through my window. Ghost of Rainbow's morning dew. Still I'm stone.
Stone the Crows. That is, we heard On the Highway. That's off of Untinuous Performance, which was the first live album they did. Untinuous Performance, 1972. Before that, NSU gave us Stone, for obvious reasons, off the, now insightful title, Turn On or Turn Me Down, from 69. Soho Orange gave us King of the Road off of King of the Road from 71. Those guys were from Scotland. And we started that set off way back when with the sensational Alex Harvey Band, Framed, On Framed, from 1972. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are going to keep going. We're going to hear some more Alex Harvey, but dig this. We are going to hear a couple of tracks off a promotional album that Mountain Records, that was the sensational Alex Harvey Band's album or label at the time, sent out a promotional interview album to selected stations in the U.S. To try to help, draw an audience to their shows, because traditionally the Alex Harvey Band only succeeded in like Cincinnati and Detroit and like very specific, real blue collar towns. The rest of the country could have cared less. So this was, the second timer coming over. So they were trying to figure out, how to get more airplay, how to draw, an audience, that kind of thing. So we're going to hear something from that. Dig it and dig it deep on vinyl as God intended.
He never, never steal from neighbor. Rambo, make movie show.
This is Alex Harvey of the Alex Harvey Band speaking. If my accent sounds a little bit strange to you, that's because I come from Glasgow, which is in Scotland. Everybody in Glasgow speaks like that. I grew up there in that city, and this track, the one you've just heard, is a kind of reflection on the streets of Glasgow. It's written in a kind of a pidgin English with phonetic spelling, the way the kids there scrawl on the walls. It's called Vambo. Vambo is like between Santa Claus and Captain Marvel coming to the rescue. Vambo is not a vandal, because Vambo knows the streets belong to him and you. Therefore, he must look after it. He lives there. I'm one of those people. I've lived in the streets. It can be a very warm place to live. People have got heart more than maybe people that don't live in the streets think they have. Vambo is everybody's secret identity. Vambo is based on my growing up in the street. Vambo's no vandal. He don't cut down trees. Tina gaggle, Sunday go. I don't really know what that means, but it means something. It's just saying it if somebody was not illiterate but inarticulate, that would mean something. That would, like, give some form to the language. You see, it's difficult, the English language is difficult. I think it was George Bernard Shaw said that if we do not pronounce words the way they are spelled, then our children will spell the words the way they are pronounced. And it makes a lot of sense. It makes it easier to be at school then. When I was a kid, I never ever thought that I would have anything like this, a successful band drawing thousands of people into different venues, which we are doing now, which comes a little as a surprise. I always thought, though, that I would be involved in something that would be big. I always think that I can give something to humanity, back, especially these kids I see in the street, because the same energy that a kid going wrong and going wild and being a bandit, if that energy goes in another direction, you can have a very useful member of this community. I think this is the same all over the world, I should imagine. As far as I was concerned, I had a great childhood. Although it was a tough place to live and it was wild, there was warmth. Where I lived at that particular time, you didn't have to lock your door at all, because that was your part of the street, and you knew everybody else, and nobody would steal from the man next door. When it began to get difficult was when you moved to somebody else's street, and I suppose this was all due to the overcrowding and the way things were, that anybody that lived in another street became a kind of a potential danger. I suppose that led to the gangs, the gangs meaning clan or tribe, sort of holding together. The Glasgow slums was really when the clans were moved out of the north after the Highland clearances. Some of them came down to the city and it became a great sprawling city. And they kept the same old traditions of the clan or the family or the gang or whatever. It meant that if you're in my side, you're okay, but if you're not, well, you might be an enemy. I didn't roam about having no place to sleep. There was my mum and dad and my brother and myself, and we lived in one room. We had a communal toilet. 100 people used it. So that brings a certain amount of togetherness, I suppose. I didn't turn out a criminal. That was, I suppose, thanks to my own folks. My old man, he always told me to keep out of that side of it. But then it was difficult. Going to school, you had to run with the pack, and I wasn't strong enough not to run with the pack. Anybody that didn't run with the pack had to be very, very sort of intelligent or just superior to the way we were. But we were all scared, I suppose. I think this album definitely represents lots of the way I feel and think about things. The Impossible Dream is quite apt, because I suppose it is a kind of an impossible dream. The album represents certain fantasies of mine, comic book fantasies, if you like. The next part of it, The Man in the Jar, which is the second. We'll be right back.
mushroom clouds change to velvet-colored raindrops. Stars fall from the sky in a land where time stops. Blue turns to green beneath the shadow of man. So don't wait till I come to take you by the hand. Don't you wait. Don't you wait.
Why don't you wait?
Bedspreads of beautiful blue, chimney pots made of flowers, reminiscent of days with you. Blue turns to green beneath the shadow of man. So don't wait till I come to take you by the hand. Don't you wait, don't you wait to that land.
The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you. Hosea to the toughest group on the British scene, the skinhead set called Slade. And this is their brilliant version of the Delaney and Bonnie hit, Coming Home. Really whacking it across here there, the sensational Slade.
Children, you stay inside.
That was Soho Orange with Freedom Callin' off of Soho Orange from 1971. Those guys, of course, were from Scotland. Before that, Slade, Coming Home, the cover of the Delaney and Bonnie song. That is off of BBC Sessions, of course, from 69 to 71. And I love that the host of the show, he calls them the first skinhead band. They were technically Sharpies, which was a sort of thing, but they... you know, they had really short hair, and then they developed into the glam thing. But yeah, the first skinhead band. Before that, Writing on the Wall, with those fantastic vocals, we heard Shadow of Man off of The Power of the Picks from 69. Nazareth gave us Just to Get Into It. That is off of No Mean City from 78. And that features Zal Clemmensen from the, who had recently left the Sensational Alex Harvey Band. So Nazareth had two guitars for the first time. And we started that set off with Alex Harvey doing the Hot City Symphony Part 1 Vambo, and then talking about it off of the Alex Harvey Talks album. And that, my friend, brings us to the end of this edition of Classic Rock Mine. Stay tuned for Bubbles in the Think Tank, and I will be back next week. And, you know, if you go to Edinburgh, go to Backbeat Records and dig Scottish rock. Bye!
Ladies and gentlemen, the sensational Alex Harvey Band! Good evening. Good evening, boys and girls. It really is a gas to be here. It really feels good to us. I would like to take this opportunity to introduce to you my band, the sensational Alex Harvey Band.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy. At